ओम विष्णु पदाया कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भाष्यचारिणे. What follows consists of Srila Prabhupada's most often quoted verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Translations by Srila Prabhupada. First canto, first chapter, text 1. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janmadyasya Yatonvaya Ditadatascha Tesha Vinyasarat Dhenim Brahmavidaya Adikavayi Muhyanti Yatsurayah Tejo vani madam yatav nimayo yatrati sargom sha dam nasvi nasadam rastakuakam satyam parandhimahi. O my Lord, Sri Krishna, son of Vasudev, O all pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire, or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. Chapter 1, text 2. Dharma krojita kaitavota padamonir matsaranam satam vejam vastava matavastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam shimad bhagavate mahamunukate king vaparai rishara sadnyo dindavodinyate chakatabishu shushibis takshana. Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavat Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity, is sufficient in itself for God-realization. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart. Chapter 1, text 3.
Nigamakalpatado galitampalam sukamukadamita dravasam yutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam mohodaho dasika bhuvibhavuka.
O expert and thoughtful men, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of Vedic literatures. It emanated from the lips of Sri Shukadev Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls. Chapter 1, Text 10. The sages at Naimasharanya address Srila Suta Goswami.
Brahinal Paiushak Samhya Kalavasmin Yugejana Mandasumandamatayo Mandabhagya Yupadruta.
O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. Chapter 1, Text 14.
Apanak sangsatim gaurangyam nam vivisho grinam tatak sanyo vimuchita yadnabeti swayam vayam.
Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Chapter 1, Text 22. Tvam naksandarshito datra dustadam nistityushitam kalam sattaharam pungsam karnadhara ivarnavam. We think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just so that we may accept you as captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being. Chapter 2, Text 4. Sri Suta Goswami addresses the sages at Naimasharanya.
Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jai madhiryet.
Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayan, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Chapter 2, Text 5.
Munayaksara Prishtoham Bhavadvi Lokamangalam Yatkatak Krishna Samprasno Yenatma Suprasirati.
O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self.
Chapter 2, Text 6.
Savaipung sang parodharmo yato bhakti dadhokshaji ahoitukya pratyata yayatma suprasidati.
The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. Text 7.
Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyojitaha Janayatyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yadahoi Tukham.
By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world.
Text 8.
Dharmak sanushchitak pungsang vishrakse nakatasuyak notpadiyed yadidatim shama eva hi kevalam.
The occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. Text 9.
Dharmasya yapavargasya nato tayo pakalpate natasya dharmaikantasya kamolabhaya hismitaho.
All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification.
Text 10.
Kamasya nindriya priti labho jivete yavata jivasya tatva jingyasa nato yascheya karmabhi.
Life's desires should never be directed toward sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life or self-preservation, since a human being is meant for inquiry about the absolute truth. Nothing else should be the goal of one's works. Text 11.
Padanti tattatta vidas tattvangya jnanamanvayam brahmeti padamatmeti bhagavaniti shabnyate.
Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan.
Text 12.
Tachadadana munayo jnanavairagya yuktaya
the seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti. Text 13.
Atak pumbi dvidashvesta varnashama vibhagasaha sunushchitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritoshinam.
O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the personality of Godhead. Text 14.
Tasmadi kena manasa bhagavan satpatam pati shrotavyak kirtitavyascha dhyayak pujascha nityada.
Therefore, with one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. Text 15.
Yananudnyasina yukta karma grandina bandhanam chindanti kovidastasya konaku yatkataratim.
With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work or karma by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? Text 16.
Shushu shoshadhanasya vasudeva katharuchi syan mahatsevaya vipra punyati tanashevanat.
O twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudev. Text 17.
Shundatang sakatha krishna punya shavana kirtanah ridyantak stho devadhrani vidunoti suritsatam.
Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma or Supersoul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Text 18.
Nashta prayesha bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatyuttama shlokehi bhakti bhavati naishtiki.
By regular attendance in classes on the Srimad Bhagavatam, and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Text 19.
Tadarajastama bhava kamalo bhadayashtaye chaita etahna vidham stitam sattve prasirati.
As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness, and he becomes completely happy. Text 20.
Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tatta vijnanam mukta sangasya jayati.
Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Text 21.
Vidyate vidya grantish chidyante sarvasanshaya chiyante chasya karmani drishtehe vatmanishwari.
Thus the knot in the heart is pierced, and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruit of actions is terminated when one sees the self as master.
Text 22. Ato vaikavayo nityam bhaktim padamayamuda vasudeve bhagavati kovantyatna basadani.
Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self.
Chapter 3, text 28, Suta Goswami says to the sages,
Ete chang sakala pungsak krishnas tu bhagavan swayam
indradi vyakulam lokam vidhyanti yuge yuge.
All of the above-mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheists. The Lord incarnates to protect the theists.
Text 40. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Padanam Brahma Samitam Uttama Sloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Bhikshesaya Lokasya Danyam Sasyayanam Mahat.
This Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect.
Text 43. Krishne Sudhamo Bhagate Dharma Jnana Dibisaho Kalo Nashta Dishamesha Padana Kodunoditaho.
This Bhagavat Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana.
Chapter 5, Text 10. Sri Narada says to Srila Vyasadeva, Nayadvachas chittapadang hareyasho jagat pavitrang praganita karchit tadvayasam titamushandi manasa nayatrahamsa nidamantri shikshaya.
Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there.
Text 11. Tadvag visargo janatag viplavo yasmin pratish lokam abhadnavatyapi namanyanantasya yashonkitaniyak chinvandi gayandi gunandi sadapaho.
On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc., of the unlimited Supreme Lord, is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest.
Text 12. Naishkarmim apyachuta bhava varjitam nashobhati jnanamalang niranjanam kutak punakshasvada bhadram ishwari nacharpitam karma yadapyakaranam.
Knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible Lord. What then is the use of fruitive activities, which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord?
Text 17. Tyaktva sadharmam chananam bhujang harir bhajan apakvo tapate tato yadi yatra kava badham abhudhamushyakim kovata apto abhajatam sadharmataho.
One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage, yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything.
Text 18. Tasya eveheto payate takovido nalam yate yad brahmatam upayudaho thallam yate dukkavadam yatak sukham kale nisarvatta gabhira ranghasa.
Persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planet, Patala.
As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time, just as in course of time we obtain miseries even though we do not desire them. Text 20.
Idam hi visham bhagavan hi vetaro yato jagatstana nirodha sambhavam tadndi swayam veda bhavam satapiti pradesha matram bhavatak pradarshitam.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is himself this cosmos, and still he is aloof from it. From him only has this cosmic manifestation emanated. In him it rests, and unto him it enters after annihilation. Your good self knows all about this. I have given only a synopsis.
Text 22.
Idam hi pungsas tapasak shutasya va svisasya suktasya ca buddhi datteyo avichyuto tak kavabirna rupito yaduttama shloka gunanu varnanam.
Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerities, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns, and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry.
Chapter 7, Text 4. Suta Goswami says to the assembled sages,
Bhakti yoga namanasi samyak panihite male apashyat purusham punam mayam cha tadapashriyam.
Thus, Srila Vyasadeva fixed his mind, perfectly engaging it by linking it in devotional service or bhakti yoga without any tinge of materialism. And thus he saw the absolute personality of Godhead along with his external energy, which was under full control.
Text 5.
Hiya sammohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam padopi manate nartam tatkritam chavipadyate.
Due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks of himself as a material product and thus undergoes the reactions of material miseries.
Text 6.
Anato pasamang sakshad bhakti yoga madhokshaji lokasya janato vidvangs chakri sarpata sanhitam.
The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth.
Text 7.
Yasyang vaishuyamanayam krishne padamapurushe bhakti rutpanyate pungsa shoka moha vayapaha.
Simply by giving all reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness.
Text 10.
Atmaramaschamunayo nirgrantha apyurukrame Govantyahoitikim bhaktim ittam bhutagunahari.
All different varieties of Atmaramas, those who take pleasure in the Atma or spirit self, especially those established on the path of self-realization, though freed from all kinds of material bondage, desire to render unalloyed devotional service unto the personality of Godhead. This means that the Lord possesses transcendental qualities and therefore can attract everyone, including liberated souls.
Chapter 8, Text 18. Srimati Kunti Devi says to Lord Krishna,
Namasye purusham tvadyam isharam prakateparam alakshyam sabhabhutanam antar bahiravastitam.
O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you because you are the original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You are existing both within and without everything, yet you are invisible to all.
Text 19.
Maya jamanikachannam अज्ञारोक्षजम् अव्ययम् न लक्ष्यसे मूढनृशा न तो नाच धरो यथा.
Being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized.
Text 20.
Tata padamahansanam muninam mamalatmanam bhakti yoga vidanatam katam pasye mahistriyaho.
You yourself descend to propagate the transcendental science of devotional service unto the hearts of the advanced transcendentalists and mental speculators who are purified by being able to discriminate between matter and spirit. How then can we women know you perfectly?
Text 25.
Vipadak santutakshasvat tatva tatva jagadguru bhavato darshanam yatsyat apunar bhavadarshanam.
I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated births and deaths.
Text 26.
Janmaisha yushrita shri bhir edhama namadakpuman naivar hitya vidhatum vaitvama kinjana gocharam.
My lord, your lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling.
Text 35.
Bhavismin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bhi shavanas madanahani kadishyan nitikechano.
And yet others say that you appear to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on, in order that the conditioned soul suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation.
Text 36.
Shrinvanti gayanti gunanti bhikshnasa smadanti nandandita vehitam jana daeva pasyan chachade natavakam bhavapravaho padamam padambujam.
O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities, or who take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death.
Text 42.
Vaime hinanya vishaya mati madupate sakrit ratnamun vahata radha gange vaughamudanvati.
O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else.
Text 43.
Shri Krishna Krishna Sakavrishya Bhavani Hidru Grajanya Vangsha Dhanana Pavarga Vihiyo Govinda Godvidisarati Hatavatada Yogeshara Kilagoro Bhagavan Namaste.
O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief amongst the descendants of Vrishni, you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode, and you descend to relieve the distresses of the cows, the Brahmins, and the devotees. You possess all mystic powers, and you are the preceptor of the entire universe. You are the Almighty God, and I offer you my respectful obeisances.
Chapter 10, Text 4, Suta Goswami addresses the sages.
Kamam vavarsha parjanyak savakam dugamahi sishishusma vrajan gavak payasod hasvati muda.
During the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk.
Chapter 13, Text 10, Maharaj Yudhisthira addresses Vidura.
Bhavad Vandha Bhagavatas
Tirtha Bhutasayam Vibho Tirti Kuvanti Tirthani Svantakste Nagadabhata.
My Lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy places personified. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage.
Chapter 13, text 47, Narada Muni addresses Yudhishthir.
Ahastani sahastanam apadani chatushpadam phalguni tatta mahatam jivo jivasya jivanam.
Those who are devoid of hands are prey for those who have hands. Those devoid of legs are prey for the four-legged. The weak are the subsistence of the strong. And the general rule holds that one living being is food for another.
Chapter 18, text 13. The sages address Suta Goswami.
Tulayama lavenapi nasvargam napunarbhuvam Bhagavat Sanghi Sanghasya Martyanam Kamutashisho.
The value of a moment's association with a devotee of the Lord cannot even be compared to the attainment of heavenly planets or liberation from matter. And what to speak of worldly benedictions in the form of material prosperity, which are for those who are meant for death.
Canto 2, Chapter 1, Text 1. Srila Shukadev Goswami addresses Maharaj Parikshit.
Vadiyaneshate prashnak kato loka hitam nipo atmavit sammatak pungsam shotavyadishu yakpadaho.
My dear king, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. The answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists.
Text 2.
Shrotavyadi nirajendra ninang santi sahasrashah apashyatam atmatatvam griheshu gahamerinam.
Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor.
Text 3.
Nidraya ariyate naktam vivayena ca vavayah divachate arajan katumba bodanenava.
The lifetime of such an envious householder is passed at night either in sleeping or in sex indulgence, and in the daytime either in making money or maintaining family members.
Text 4.
Deha patikalatra di svatvasanyeshva satsvapi te shampamato nidanam pasyannapi napasyati.
Persons devoid of Atma Tattva do not inquire into the problems of life, being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children, and wife. Although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction.
Text 5.
Tasman Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Chatabhayam.
O descendant of King Bharat, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify, and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the Supersoul, the Controller, and the Savior from all miseries.
Text 6.
Etavan sankhya yogabhyam sadharma padinishtaya janmala bhakpadak pungsang ante narayanasmati.
The highest perfection of human life, achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by practice of mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of occupational duty, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life.
Text 8.
Idam bhagavatam nama puranam brahma sammitam adittavan vaparado pitun vaipayanadaham.
At the end of the Dwapara Yuga, I studied this great supplement of the Vedic literature named Srimad Bhagavatam, which is equal to all the Vedas, from my father, Srila Dvaipayana Vyasadeva.
Text 11.
Etam ni vidyamananam michatam akatobayam yoginam nipaninitam hadinam anukirtanam.
O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge.
Chapter 2, text 37.
Bibandihi bhagavata atmanaksatam katam matam shavanapotesha sambratam punanti te visayiva dushitasayam padanti chachadana sadoduhantikam.
Those who drink through all reception, fully filled with the nectarian message of Lord Krishna, the beloved of the devotees, purify the polluted aim of life known as material enjoyment, and thus go back to Godhead, to the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead.
Chapter 3, text 10.
Akamak sarvakamo va mokshakam udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta pudushaṁ param.
A person who has broader intelligence, whether he be full of all material desire, without any material desire, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the Personality of Godhead.
Chapter 3, text 17, Shonaka Rishi addresses Suta Goswami.
Ayu hadati vai pungsam udyan astang chayannaso tasyate yachano nita uttama shloka vataya.
Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead.
Text 18.
Tadavakin jivanti bastrakin nashvasantyuta nakadanti namehanti king grame pashavopare.
Do the trees not live? Do the bellows of the blacksmith not breathe? All around us, do the beasts not eat and discharge semen? Text 19.
Svavindra hostakarai sangstutak purushak pashu nayat karna patopeto jatu namagada gujaho.
Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses praise those men who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer from evils.
Chapter 4, text 18, Shukadeva Goswami says to King Parikshit,
Giratahu nandra pulinda pulkasha bhirashumba javanakashalayaho yenye cha papa yadapashaya shaya studyanti tasmai pavavishnave namaho.
Kirata, Huna, Andhra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, Abhira, Shumba, Yavana, members of the Kasha races, and even others addicted to sinful acts, can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord, due to his being supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him.
Text 20.
Shri Yakpati, Yagyapati, Prajapati, Diyang pati loka pati darapati pati gatish chandaka vrishni satvatam prasidatam he bhagavan satam pati.
May Lord Sri Krishna, who is the worshipable Lord of all devotees, the protector and glory of all the kings like Andaka and Vrishni of the Yadu dynasty, the husband of all goddesses of fortune, the director of all sacrifices and therefore the leader of all living entities, the controller of all intelligence, the proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme incarnation on the earth, the supreme all in all, be merciful upon me.
Chapter 9, text 33, Lord Krishna says to Brahma,
Ahame vasame vagri nadyan yat sarasatparam Paschadaham yade tacha yovishishita sosmyaham.
Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself. Nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation.
That which you now see is also I, the personality of Godhead. And after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. Text 34.
Vritirtham yat pratiheta na pratiheta chatmani tad vidyaratmano mayam yata bhaso yata tamaho.
O Brahma, whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. Know it as my illusory energy, that reflection which appears to be in darkness. Text 35.
Yata mahandi bhutani bhuteshu chavateshvano avishtanyapivashtani tatateshu nateshvaham.
O Brahma, please know that the universal elements enter into the cosmos and at the same time do not enter into the cosmos. Similarly, I myself also exist within everything created, and at the same time, I am outside of everything. Text 36.
Etavadeva jignyasyam tatra jignyasunatmanah anvaya vitirekshabhyam yatsyat sarvatra sarvada.
A person who is searching after the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, must certainly search for it up to this, in all circumstances, in all space and time, and both directly and indirectly. Chapter 10, text 6, Shukadeva Goswami says to King Parikshit,
Nirodho syanashayanam atmanak sahashaktibhi muktir hitvan yata rupam sarupe nivavastitihi.
The merging of the living entity, along with his conditional living tendency, with the mystic lying down of the Mahavishnu, is called the winding up of the cosmic manifestation. Liberation is the permanent situation of the form of the living entity after he gives up the changeable, gross, and subtle material bodies. Canto 3, Chapter 2, Text 12, Sri Uddhava said to Vidura,
Yanmatyalilao payakam svayoga maya balam darshayata grihitam vismapanam sasachasa bhagardhi padam padam bhushana bhushanangam.
To exhibit the strength of his own spiritual potency, Lord Krishna manifested a suitable form just for his pastimes in the material world. This form was wonderful even for him, and was the supreme abode of the wealth of good fortune. Its limbs were so beautiful that they increased the beauty of the ornaments worn on different parts of his body.
The trip.
Third canto, chapter 15, text 43. Lord Brahma says to the demigods,
Tasya ravinda nayanasya pada ravinda kinjalka mishyatulasi mukadanda vayu antargatak suvivade nachakarate shang sankshobam akshara dusham apichitta tanvo.
When the breeze carrying the aroma of tulsi leaves from the toes of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead entered the nostrils of the four Kumaras, they experienced a change both in body and in mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding. Chapter 25, text 21. Lord Kapila says to his mother Devahuti,
Titikshavakarunika sudadak sarvadehinam ajatashattavak shanta sadavak sadubhushanam.
The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies, he is peaceful, he abides by the scriptures, and all his characteristics are sublime. Text 25.
Satam pasangan mamaviya sangvido bhavantirit khan rasayanakatha tadjoshanara shrapavargavatmani shadharati bhaktiranukramishyati.
In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation. And thereafter he is freed, and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. Chapter 29, Text 13.
Saloke sashti samipya sarupyai katvam apyuta diyamanam lagrinanti vinamat sevanam jana.
A pure devotee does not accept any kind of liberation. Salokya, sashti, samipya, sarupya, or ekatva, even though they are offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Canto 3, Chapter 31, Text 1.
Karmana daiva netrena jantu deho papattihi Sriya pavishta udaram pungsore takkanashayaho.
Under the supervision of the Supreme Lord and according to the result of his work, the living entity, the soul, is made to enter into the womb of a woman through the particle of male semen to assume a particular type of body.
33.6
Yannamadhyaya shavananukirtanad yat prabhanad yat smadananapi kuchit svadopi sadhyak savanaya kalpati kutok ponaste bhagavanudarshanat.
To say nothing of the spiritual advancement of persons who see the Supreme Lord face to face, even a person born in a family of dog-eaters immediately becomes eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices if he once utters the holy name of the Lord or chants about him, hears about his pastimes, offers him obeisances, or even remembers him.
Text 7.
Oho batasha pachoto gariyan yajigvagri vartate namatubhyam te pustaposti juhuvu sashnaraya brahmanucho namagunanti yeti.
Oh, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name. Even if born in the families of dog-eaters, such persons are worshipable. Persons who chant the holy name of your lordship must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices and achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. To be chanting the holy name of the Lord, they must have bathed at all holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas, and fulfilled everything required.
Canto 4, Chapter 3, Text 23.
Satvam vishuddham vasudeva shabditam yadi hiti tatra pumana pavrita.
Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Vasudev, is revealed without any covering.
Chapter 22, Text 39.
Yat pada pangaja palasa valasa bhaktya karma shayam patita mudgata yanti santa tadvanna rikta matayo yatayo piruddha sroto ganasta madanam bhaja vasudevam.
The devotees of the Lord, who are always engaged in the service of the toes of his lotus feet, can very easily overcome hard-knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis, although trying to stop the waves of sense gratification, cannot do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudev.
Chapter 29, Text 19.
Savidnya tanmatiriya.
Our education should be such that we can become elevated to Krishna consciousness.
Chapter 31, Text 14.
Yata taro mula nishechanena tipyanti tatskanda bujo prashaka pranopahara chayatendriyanam tataiva sarvar honamachuteja.
As pouring water on the root of a tree energizes the trunk, branches, twigs, and everything else, and as supplying food to the stomach enlivens the senses and limbs of the body, so simply worshipping the Supreme Lord through devotional service automatically satisfies the demigods, who are his parts and parcels.
Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 1.
Shaba uvacha nayam deho deha bhajang loke kashtan kaman arhate vidvujanghi dapo divyang putrika yena satvam shuddhir yasmad brahma saukyam tvanantam.
Lord Rishabhadev told his sons, "My dear boys, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stool. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified, and when one attains this position, he attains eternal, blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever." Text 2.
Mahat sevang dvaramahuva muktis tomo dvarang yoshitang sangi sangam mahantasti samachitta prashanta vimanyabak sudadok sadavoye.
One can attain the path of liberation from material bondage only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are impersonalists and devotees. Whether one wants to merge into the Lord's existence or wants to associate with the personality of Godhead, one should render service to the Mahatmas. For those who are not interested in such activities, who associate with people fond of women and sex, the path to hell is wide open. The Mahatmas are equipoised. They do not see any difference between one living entity and another. They are very peaceful and are fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of anger, and they work for the benefit of everyone. They don't behave in any abominable way. Such people are known as Mahatmas. Text 4.
Nunam pamattak kudote vikarma yadindriya pritaya aprinoti sadhumanye yata atmano yam masanapi klesha asadeha.
When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He doesn't know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity shouldn't have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Text 5.
Parabhavastavadabodhajato yavam najingasata atmatatvam yavat kriyastavadidam manovai karmatmakangina sharira bandho.
As long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and subjected to miseries arising from ignorance. Be it sinful or pious, karma has its reactions. If a person is engaged in any kind of karma, his mind is called karmatmaka, colored with food of activity. As long as the mind is impure, consciousness is unclear, and as long as one is absorbed in food of activity, he has to accept a material body. Text 8.
Pungsak striya matuni bhavametam dhyo mito vidya granthamahu ato grihat cheta sutapta vittar janasya moho yamaham ameti.
The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. Text 18.
Guru nasasyat, svajano nasasyat, pita nasasyat, janani nasasyat, Daivam natatsyan napatishcha sasyan namochaye dyaksamupeta mrityum.
One who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod. Chapter 12, Text 12.
Rahuganai tat tapasa nayati nache jayani vapanagrahadva Natchandasanae vajalagni surya vinamahatparjajobishekam.
My dear King Rahugana, unless one has the opportunity to smear his entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees, one can't realize the absolute truth. One cannot realize the absolute truth simply by observing celibacy
strictly following the rules and regulations of householder life, leaving home as a vanaprastha, accepting sannyas, or undergoing severe penances in winter by keeping oneself submerged in water or surrounding oneself in summer by fire and the scorching heat of the sun. There are many other processes to understand the Lord, but the Lord is only revealed to one who has attained the mercy of a great devotee. Chapter 18, Text 12.
Yasyasti bhakti bhagavatya kinchana sarvargunais tatta samasati sura harava bhakta sikuto mahadguna manodatena sitindhavato bahi.
All the demigods and their exalted qualities like religion, knowledge, and renunciation become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Lord, Vasudev. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even if he is adept at the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? Chapter 19, Text 27.
Satyam dishatyartitam artito ninam naivartado yat punarartitayatoho svayam vidatti bhajatam anichitam itchapidhanam nichapadapallavam.
The Supreme Lord fulfills the material desires of a devotee who approaches him with such motives, but he doesn't bestow benedictions upon the devotee that will cause him to demand more benedictions again. However, the Lord willingly gives the devotee shelter at his lotus feet, even though such a person does not aspire for it, and that shelter satisfies all his desires. That is the Lord's special mercy. Canto 6, Chapter 1, Text 10.
Kachin nivartate bandhrat pachit chadati tat punaha rayas chittam mato patham manye kundara shochavat.
Sometimes one who is very alert so as not to commit sinful acts is victimized by sinful life again. I therefore consider this process of repeated sinning and atoning to be useless. It is like the bathing of an elephant, for an elephant cleanses itself by taking a full bath, but then throws dust over its head and body as soon as it returns to the land. Text 13.
Tapasa brahmacharyena shamena cha damena cha tyagena satya shauchabhyam yamena niyamena va.
To concentrate the mind, one must observe a life of celibacy and not fall down. One must undergo the austerity of voluntarily giving up sense enjoyment. One must then control the mind and senses, give charity, be truthful, clean, and nonviolent, follow the regulative principles, and regularly chant the holy name of the Lord. Text 15.
Kechit kevilaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agam dunvanti kartsnena niharam iva bhaskaraha.
Only a rare person who has adopted complete, unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. He can do this simply by discharging devotional service, just as the sun can immediately dissipate fog with its rays. Chapter 2, Text 18.
Agyanad dava gyanad uttama shloka namayat sankirtitam agam pungso dahid edho yatan laha.
As a fire burns dry grass to ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail all the reactions of one's sinful activities. Chapter 3, Text 19.
Dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam.
Real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Texts 20 to 21.
Swayambhu nadadakshambhu kumara kapilomano pallaro janako bhishmo balir vayasakirvayam dvadashaite vijanimo dharmam bhagavatam bataha guyam vishuddham duabodham yam gyatpam mitamashnuti.
Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narada, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, Swayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami, and I myself, Yamaraj, know the real religious principle. My dear servants, this transcendental religious principle, which is known as Bhagavat Dharma, or surrender unto the Supreme Lord and love for Him, is uncontaminated by the material modes of nature.
It is very confidential and difficult for ordinary human beings to understand. But if by chance one fortunately understands it, he is immediately liberated, and thus he returns home, back to Godhead. Chapter 3, text 22.
Etava nevalokesmin pungsang dharmak paraksmita bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama ghanadibi.
Devotional service beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Text 31.
Tasmat sankirtanam vishno jagan mangalamanghasam mahatam api kauravya vinyai kantika nishkritam.
My dear king, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is able to uproot even the reactions of the greatest sins. Therefore, the chanting of the Sankirtan movement is the most auspicious activity in the entire universe. Please try to understand this so that others will take it seriously.
Chapter 14, text 5. Muktanam papisiddhanam narayana parayanah sudolabhak prashantatma koti shapi mahamune.
O great sage, among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, only one may be a devotee of Lord Narayan or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare.
Chapter 17, text 28. Narayana paraksarvi nukutash janabhibhyati sargapavarga narakesha pituliyata darshinoho.
Devotees solely engaged in the devotional service of the Lord Narayan never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same, for such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord.
Canto 7, Chapter 1, Text 30. Kamad dveshad vayat snehad yata bhaktyeshade manaha avesha tadagam hitva bhavas tadgatim gata.
Many, many persons have attained liberation simply by thinking of Krishna with great attention and giving up sinful activities. This great attention may be due to lusty desires, inimical feelings, fear, affection, or devotional service.
Chapter 5, Text 5. Tat sadumanye sadavarya dehinam sadasamudvignadiyama sadgrahat hitvatnapatam guhyamandakupam vanam gato yadhadamashayeta.
Prahlad says to Aranyakashipu, O best of the demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen into a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Texts 23 to 24. Shavanam kirtanam vishno smadanam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakyam mapanivedanam iti pungsarpita vishno bhaktis chainam lakshana kriyeta bhagavat yadha tanman ye dhitamuttamam.
Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him, these 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge.
Chapter 5, Text 30. Matir na krishne padatak svato va mito vipadnita griha vritanam adanta gobhi vishatam tamishram punak punaschar vitacharvananam.
Because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both.
Text 31. Nate vidu svartakatim hi vishnum durashaya ye bahirata maninaha
अन्धायतान्धाय रूपनीयमानास्तेऽपीशतन्त्रामुरुदाम्नि बद्धाः.
Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life, and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects, cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home, back to Godhead, and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men guided by another blind man miss the right path and fall into a ditch, materially attached men led by another materially attached man are bound by the ropes of food of labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. Text 32.
Naisham matistavaduru kramang green spishatyanata pagamo yadartho mahiyasam padrajo bishekam niskinchanana navanita yavat.
Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnav completely freed from material contamination, persons very much inclined toward materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord in this way can one be freed from material contamination.
Chapter 6, Text 1.
Komara achare pragyo dharman bhagavataniha durlabhang manasam janma tadapyandruvamatadam.
One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection.
Chapter 9, Text 10.
Viprad visharan gunayutara davinda nabha pada davinda vimokatsha pachang varishtam manyetar arpita mano bachanehitartam pranang punadisakulam natabhurimanam.
If a Brahmin has all 12 brahminical qualifications but is not a devotee and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog eater but who has dedicated everything to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than such a Brahmin because the devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called Brahmin in a position of false prestige cannot purify even himself.
Text 19.
Balasyane shadanam pitaro nrsingha natasya chagadamodanvati manjato nal taptasya tatpativadi yahi hanjaseshtas thabad vibotanubhratam todupikshitanam.
My dear Lord Nrsingadev, because of a bodily conception of life, embodied souls neglected and not cared for by you cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father and mother cannot protect their child, a physician and medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient, and a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. Text 28.
Evang janang nipatitam babavahi kupe kama bikama monoyak papatan pasangat kritnvat masat surashina bhagavan grihita soham katam nivisujita vabritya sevam.
My dear Lord, because of my association with material desires one after another, I was gradually falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant Narada Muni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I ever leave his service?
43.
O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence, for wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies, and countries. I am simply concerned with love for them.
Text 44.
Prayena deva munayaksava muktika ma maunam charanti vijane na parata nishta
Naitan vihaya kripanan vivamukshya eko nanyam tvadasta shadanam bhamato nupashye.
My dear Lord Nisringadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance. Not caring for the big cities and towns, they go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. Text 45.
Yanmaitanadi grahamedi sukham hituchang kandu yanena kadayodiva dukkha dukkham tripyanti neya kripanabaho dukkha bhaja kanduti van manasi jambashahita dhira.
Sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch. Grihamedis, so-called vihastas who have no spiritual knowledge, think that this itching is the greatest platform of happiness, although actually it is a source of distress. The Kripanas, the fools who are just the opposite of Brahmins, are not satisfied by repeated sensuous enjoyment. Those who are Dhira, however, who are sober and who tolerate this itching, are not subjected to the sufferings of fools and rascals. Chapter 11, text 35.
Yasya yallakshanam proktam pungso varna bivyanjakam yadanyatra pidrisheta tatte naiva vinirdishi.
If one shows the symptoms of being a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra, even if he has appeared in a different class, he should be accepted according to those symptoms of classification. Chapter 12, Text 1.
Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanto Gurorhitam Acharan Dasavan Nicho Guru Sudhida Saurada.
Narada Muni said, a student should practice completely controlling his senses. He should be submissive and should have an attitude of firm friendship for the spiritual master. With a great vow, the brahmachari should live at the gurukul only for the benefit of the guru.
Text 9. Nan vagni pramadanama kritakum samakpuman sutam api raho jahiyaranyadaya vadatakri.
Woman is like fire and man is like a butter pot. Therefore, a man should avoid associating even with his own daughter in a secluded place. Similarly, he should also avoid association with other women. One should associate with women only for important business and not otherwise.
Canto 9, Chapter 4, Texts 18 to 20. Savai manak krishna padara vindayo vachangsi vaikunda gunanu varnane karo hare mandida marjanarishu shutim chakara chita satkathodaye pukunda lingali yadashane drisho tadmritya gatra sparshinga sangamam granam chatat para saroja sorabhe srimatulasya vasanang tarapite pado hare cheta badana sarpane shiro rishikesha badabi vandane kamam chadasi natu kama kameya yatottama shloka janashayarati.
Maharaj Ambarish always engaged his mind in meditating upon the lotus feet of Krishna, his words in describing the glories of the Lord, his hands in cleansing the Lord's temple, and his ears in hearing the words spoken by Krishna or about Krishna. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna, Krishna's temples, and Krishna's places like Mathura and Vrindavan. He engaged his sense of touch in touching the bodies of the Lord's devotees. He engaged his sense of smell in smelling the fragrance of tulsi offered to the Lord. And he engaged his tongue in tasting the Lord's prasadam. He engaged his legs in walking to the holy places and temples of the Lord, his head in bowing down before the Lord, and all his desires in serving the Lord 24 hours a day. Indeed, Maharaj Ambarish never desired anything for his own sense gratification. He engaged all his senses in devotional service in various engagements related to the Lord. This is the way to increase attachment for the Lord and be completely free from all material desires.
Chapter 4, Text 63. Aham bhakta paradhino yasvatantra ivadvija sadubi agrasta vidyo bhaktar bhakta janapriya.
The Supreme Lord Narayan said to Durvasa Muni, I am completely under the control of my devotees,
Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the cores of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. Text 68.
Sadhavo vidayam mayam sadhunam vidayam toham madanyate na jananti nahum tebhyo managapi.
Lord Narayan said, the pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anyone else but them. Chapter 19, Text 17.
Matra svasra duhitrava nava viktasano bhavit balavan indriya gramo vidvang samapikarshati.
One should not allow oneself to sit on the same seat even with one's own mother, sister, or daughter, for the senses are so strong that even though one is very advanced in knowledge, he may be attracted by sex. Canto 10, Chapter 1, Text 4.
Nivittitarshay rubegihamanad mbavashadat chotamano biramat kautama shloka gunan huvadat puman vadanjeta vinampasugnan.
Glorification of the Supreme Lord is performed in the parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? Chapter 2, Text 32. The demigods address Krishna in the womb.
Ye nere vindakshi vimukta maninas vayas tabhava dabashuddha buddhaya aruha krichena padang padang tatak patam chado nadita yushmadangraya.
O Lotus Eyed Lord, although non devotees who accept severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest position may think themselves liberated, their intelligence is impure. They fall down from their position of imagined superiority because they have no regard for your lotus feet. Chapter 9, Text 21.
Nayam sukapo bhagavan dehinam gopikasuto gyaninam chatmabhutanam yata bhaktimatamiho.
The Supreme Lord, Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service, but he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. Chapter 12, Text 11.
Ittam satam brahma sukhanu bhutya dasyam gatanam padadaivatino mayashritanam nadadadakino sakam vijangru katapunya punja.
All the cowherd boys used to play with Krishna, who is the source of the Brahman effulgence for jnanis desiring to merge into that effulgence, who is the supreme personality of Godhead for devotees who have accepted eternal servitorship, and who for ordinary persons is but another ordinary child. The cowherd boys, having accumulated the results of pious activities for many lives, were able to associate in this way with the Supreme Lord. How can one explain their great fortune?
Chapter 14, Text 3, Brahma addresses Krishna.
Jnane piyasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukaditam bhavadiya vartam sthanesthitak shrutigatam tanuvanmanobhiye prayasho jitadito pasitaistrilokyam.
Those who, even while remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge and with their body, words, and mind offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. Text 4.
Shreyak sritim bhaktum udasyate vibho klishyanti ye kevalabho nalabhnaye dheshamaso kleshula evishishyate nanyanyatastu latushavagatinam.
My dear Lord, devotional service unto you is the best path for self-realization. If someone gives up that path and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, he will simply undergo a troublesome process and will not achieve his desired result.
as a person who beats an empty husk of wheat cannot get grain, one who simply speculates cannot achieve self-realization. His only gain is trouble. Text 8.
Tatte nukampam susamikshamano bunjana evatmakatam vipakam rinvagvabhubhi vadadhanamaste jivete yo muktipade sadayabak.
My dear Lord, one who earnestly awaits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. Text 29.
Atapite deva padamba jadvaya pasadalesha nugaita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya eko pichadam vichinvan.
My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the supreme personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. Text 38.
Jananta eva janantu kim bahuktiya name prabho manaso vapasho vacho vaibhavang tava gocharah.
There are people who say, I know everything about Krishna. Let them think that way. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. O my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body, and words.
Text 58. Samashitaye padapallava plavam mahat padam punyasho marari pavam buddhi vatsa padam 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 yadvipadam natesham.
For those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, the ocean of the material world is like the water contained in a calf's hoofprint. Their goal is padam padam, Vaikuntha, the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at every step.
Chapter 22, text 35. Etavad janma sapalyam dehinam iha dehishu pranayar artar diyavacha shriya acharanam sada.
It is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence, and words.
Chapter 33, text 29. Teji yasamna doshaya.
The status of powerful controllers is not harmed by any apparently audacious transgression of morality we may see in them.
Chapter 84, text 13. Yasyatna buddhi kunape tridatuki svadhi kalatra dishabhoma ijadi yatirta buddhi salile nakarchin janesha bingesha saeva gokaraha.
A human being who identifies his body made of the three elements, mucus, bile, and air, with himself, who considers the byproducts of his body, like his wife and children, to be his kinsmen, who considers the land of birth as worshipable, and who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to take a bath, rather than meet men of transcendental knowledge there, such a person is said to be an ass or a cow.
Chapter 88, text 8, Lord Krishna says, Yasyaham anugrinnami harishye taddanangshanai.
My first mercy shown to my devotee is to gradually take away all his material opulences.
Canto 11, Chapter 2, Text 40.
The remaining translations are by Srila Vidyananda Das Goswami Acharyadev.
Evam vataksa priyanama kirtya jata nurago tita chitta uchai hasatya toro titi rauti gayatyunnadavan rityati loka bhaiyo.
By chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord, and he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Lord. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly or cries or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion.
Text 42. Bhakti paresha nubhavo viraktir anyatra chaisha tika eka kala
papadyamanasya yatashna taksyus tushti pushtik shudnapayo nugasam.
Devotion, direct experience of the Supreme Lord, and detachment from other things, these three occur simultaneously for one who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the same way as pleasure, nourishment, and relief from hunger come simultaneously and increasingly with each bite for a person engaged in eating.
Chapter 2, Text 46.
Ishre tad adineshu balisheshu dvishatsucha brema maitri kapopeksha yakaroti samadhyamo.
An intermediate or second-class devotee called Madhyama Adhikari offers his love to the Supreme Lord, is a sincere friend to all the devotees of the Lord, shows mercy to ignorant people who are innocent, and disregards those who are envious of the Lord.
Text 47.
Archayam eva hadehi pujam yakshadaye hati tatad bhakte shuchanyeshu sabhaktar pakritasmito.
A devotee who faithfully engages in the worship of the deity in the temple but does not behave properly toward other devotees or people in general is called a prakrita bhakta, a materialistic devotee, and is considered to be in the lowest position.
Chapter 3, Text 21.
Tasmad gurum papadyeta jignyasukshe uttamam shabde padecha nishnatam brahman upashamashriyam.
Any person who seriously desires real happiness must seek a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of the bona fide guru is that he has realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation and is able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, leaving aside all material considerations, should be understood to be bona fide spiritual masters.
Chapter 5, Text 32.
Krishna vanam trisha krishnam sango pangasta parshadam yagyai sankirtana prayar yajanti hisumedhasaho.
In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of God who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions.
Text 34.
Tyaktvasudischa jasurepsita raja lakshmim dharmista arya vachasaya dagararanyam maya mrigam dayiti epsita manvadavad vande mahapurushate charanaravindam.
O Mahapurusha, I worship your lotus feet. You gave up the association of the goddess of fortune and all of her opulences, which is most difficult to renounce and is hankered after by even the great demigods. Being the most faithful follower of the path of religion, you thus left for the forest in obedience to a Brahmin's curse. Out of sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditioned souls who are always in pursuit of the false enjoyment of illusion and at the same time engaged in searching out your own desired object, Lord Shyamasundar.
Text 41.
Devarshi bhutapthanunam patrinam nakinkado nayam rinicharajan sarvatmana yakshananam sharanyam gato mukundam pariritchikartam.
One who has given up all material duties and has taken full shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, who offers shelter to all, is not indebted to the demigods, great sages, ordinary living beings, relatives, friends, mankind, or even one's forefathers who have passed away. Since all such classes of living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, one who has surrendered to the Lord's service has no need to serve such persons separately.
Chapter 9, Text 29.
Lavnavasudurlabhamidambahusambhavante manushyamatadamanityamapiyadira tunam yateta napatedanamityayavan nikshayasai vishayakkalusavataksyat.
After many, many births and deaths, one achieves the rare human form of life, which, although temporary, affords one the opportunity to attain the highest perfection. Thus, a sober human being should immediately endeavor for the ultimate perfection of life and not fall down into the cycle of repeated birth and death. After all, sense gratification is available even in the most abominable species, whereas Krishna consciousness is possible only for a human being.
Chapter 14, Text 20, Krishna says to Uddhava,
Nasadiyati mam yogo nasankyam dharma uddhava nasvadhyayas tapastyago yata bhakti memorjita.
My dear Uddhava, the unalloyed devotional service rendered to me by my devotees brings me under their control. I cannot be thus controlled by those engaged in mystic yoga, Sankhya philosophy, pious work, Vedic study, austerity, or renunciation. Chapter 17, Text 27.
Acharyam mamajaniyan navamanyeta karichit namartya budhyasuyeta sarvadevamayo guru.
One should know the Acharya as myself and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking him an ordinary man, for he is the representative of all the demigods. 12th Canto, Chapter 3, Text 16.
Vaishnavanam yata shambhu.
Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnav. Text 51.
Kalidoshanidhirajan nastiyeko mahanguna kirtanadeva krishnasya muktasanga parangvajid.
Although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. It is that simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom.
Text 52.
Whatever result was obtained in Satya Yuga by meditating on Vishnu, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifices, and in Dwarpa Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet, can be obtained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
Chapter 13, Text 1.
Jnana vastita tadgatena manasa pashyantiyam yoginah.
The perfected yogis see the Supreme Lord within their minds after fixing themselves in trance and absorbing themselves in Him. Text 18.
Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam.
Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana, and it is most dear to the Vaishnavas.